Any feel for where your old line is at? It's just Wednesday, but all your old, any feel for where your old line might be for today's practice?
Well, today's practice, we got a number of guys, particularly on the offensive line. I'll start with the rehab group, they'll work the unit, and then we'll go from there. So that's kind of where we are.
How much time have you and Brad, or will you and Brett, put in together before you actually hit the field today?
Well, Brett was here yesterday. He was here in the morning, taking care of a number of things, weight room work, and things he normally does on his personal day. And then we met with Brett last night after we concluded the game plan meetings, and we were in the drawing process. So just to get a jump start with him last night. And now we're on a normal schedule.
What are the areas where he's grown the most since he's been here?
Brett Hundley, the areas he's grown the most. I'll tell you what. He was an exciting player at UCLA. I really like the way he plays the game. Makes plays with his feet. He's tough. He's strong-legged. He's able to move in and out of the pocket. So I would say, starting with his footwork, just because it's a whole new offense. He's never played under center through high school and college. So definitely improvement there. But I would just say, being in his third year, just a complete understanding of the offense. So, he's comfortable, and, we've kind of gone through a normal game planning process, and, it's not as much about Brett. We're, a lot of our decisions are being based on who we're going to line up with, on the offensive line.
Is there any benefit to being home, coming in and out of the bye, so you're going to have 3 weeks here in this building, the familiarity, the comfort, that will that help him at all?
I think any time you're at home, it's a benefit. So, whether it's quarterback playing for the first time, just the number of changes that we're having in the lineup, a number of our issues in a pass game Sunday was communication. I won't go back to that, but we didn't do a very good job there. So communicating at home will be better. So, yeah, I think it should be a benefit.
Mike, you're probably obviously going to play to his strengths and do some different things. Have you seen enough of him to know what his strengths are, or is this going to be a process of you learning?
That's a great question, Tom, because I felt like I was a little off with him in the two-minute drill because there's so much going on in the protection part of it. Obviously, we were having protection issues in that game. So, you're trying to get that solved and keep your quarterback in a flow. So I would say we'll be much better in more of the situational areas. I clearly have a really good feel for him and the base concepts, normal down and distance, third down, feel strong about. But as we get into the red zone, 2 minute, those types of things, I need to spend more time with him.
Mike, you referenced the offensive line a couple times now. No matter how great you feel about Brett, it's still a challenge for a guy to step into that situation. And in what ways does it make it more challenging with the uncertainty you're dealing with on the offensive line?
Well, it's a challenge because we're focusing on what the other team has there on defense too. So you're talking about defense that is playing very well. Challenge you both from a personnel standpoint, and with our injuries to Bryant to our tackles. Cameron Jordan's is obviously someone we're spending a lot of time working through. We haven't played these guys in a number of years, so you got the uncommon opponent element here. So. There's a lot going on today, which I'm sure is different in New Orleans too. You got to get ready for a team you haven't played for. So, but at the end of the day, you got to make sure it's clean for your players. And I really like our plan, the normal D&D and third down that went in today. So, the install was clean. There wasn't a whole lot of questions. We're off to a good start.
Mike, aside from getting to know Brett in those situational areas that you mentioned, is there anything that you do differently, whether it's play calling or things like that, just because the experience level with Aaron and Brett is so different, whereas Aaron could probably handle some more things on his own than maybe a young guy can?
Absolutely. It's all about, at the end of the day, it's about job responsibility. So job responsibility doesn't stop once you get to the game. We all have job responsibility on what we're supposed to do each and every day, and then when we get to the game, that's obviously do your job and perform is what it's all about. We get 16 opportunities. We understand that. So everything we do this week, we poured into making sure it's clear on what we're doing, you know, for each and every guy. So he clearly won't carry the responsibility into the game that Aaron Rodgers carries into. I think that's stating the obvious. I'd be an idiot if I'd ask him to do that. So I think that's really for all the other younger guys too that are playing. I mean, we don't ask our younger players to do all the things that the veterans players, you know, do because they don't have the experience.
What impressed you the most with the Saints' defense against the Lions? I know there were a lot of bad passes, a lot of turnovers.
Number of things. The Saints' defense, I mean, you have to really look at the way they're taking the football away. Obviously, in that game, particularly against Detroit, schematically, they challenge you. So there's things that we're going to be dealing with throughout the game, plus with them being uncommon. So that takes that, you know, that challenge up a few notches. Their defensive line, very solid against the run. The way they played their particular, you know, run techniques is a little different than we've seen this year. The way they tip the ball, I mean, their D-line has a bunch of tip passes. And clearly, that probably really jumps out on the film at you. And they're aggressive. I mean, they're aggressive defense.
Mike, has a date been set yet for Aaron's surgery?
Not that I'm aware of.
King will be able to practice at all today?
I'm hopeful. He's going to be part of that group I talked about earlier. He'll start in the rehab, work through the unit, and hopefully work into the main part of the practice.
Mike, is your intention moving forward to split snaps between Montgomery and Jones?
Well, I mean, we went into the game that way with the, you know, uncertainty of Ty Montgomery, so we'll have a better handle on where he is, you know, medically. But yeah, we'll let the week, you know, the week's preparation take us through that.
Mike, we've had some exposure to Brett, us talking to him, and he seems like a smart guy. He can be kind of loose if he wants to be as well. What's your experience with his personality that would make you feel good about how he'll handle this? Not how he'll execute, but just how he'll handle how big this is.
Well, I think you have to go off your experience in live action. It's, you know, I get to be with him each and every day. You know, I think his Valentine's Day commercial was a little bit of a reach, but you know, he was young. He'll be better next time. But great personality, always has a smile on his face. I mean, he's a joy to coach, joy to work with. So that's fun. But when you look at the quarterback's eyes during the course of a game, and I think the road that he rode in Minneapolis. For the adversity that he was under, the number of times he was getting hit, the number of breakdowns that occurred in the game, and the way he played all the way to the final whistle, I think that's very, very encouraging, and it's something that I feel great about, because that's what I'm building off of. Because for as bad as the moments were at that particular time of the game, he just kept playing, and you know, he's playing with great energy, didn't blink. And frankly, you can't support this with statistics, but I felt like he got better. You know, he got better in that game. So, and that's my belief.
When did you know Brett was ready? Whenever this might be, whenever the opportunity may have come for him, when did you know he was ready?
Well, I think you never know. I can go back through all the times that, you know, the first time you put a guy in the game, you kind of Matt Hossel back down in in Madison, when Brett fractures his thumb against the Broncos on a 4-week blitz, I remember putting him in the game, and hell, I wasn't sure, and he went in there and played lights out all the way through the preseason. So you go, hey, you know, this kid's got it. So you know, and I've been through it with Aaron Brooks. You know, we put him in a game against the Raiders. You know, Jeff Blake fractured his foot on a keep, and Aaron Brooks goes in there and plays lights out, and you know, we almost win the game. And then we go up to St. Louis the next week and beat the defending Super Bowl champs at St. Louis in a big game that he played really well. So I mean, you have those moments, you go through those times with each and every guy, and you know, and probably this game is really Brett's moment, because you really get to see him under duress, under adversity, and you know, really an uphill climb. And I like the way he came through it. So hopefully we're standing here Sunday afternoon saying, hey, this was his moment too. But I feel really good about, you know, Brett Hundley and the opportunity he gives us to win.
What would be the level of comfort with Callahan if he had to go in this week?
Well, I mean, same thing. I mean, you know, Joe's played some, you know, quite frankly, probably called more plays with Joe last year in preseason than with Brett. And so, you know, I know what Joe's strengths are and how you play to that. And so, you know, that'll be no different. But, I mean, he's got a lot of work to do, too, this week. So, I mean, that's our focus.
Mike, Vince Beagle's eligible to return to practice. With him being a rookie who's missed so much time, what are the things you're going to be looking for to know that he's ready to join the 53?
Well, I look at any player's initiation into the practice structure. I think it's like a lot of things in training. You know, he's been training at a very high level to prepare to go practice football. So with that, he's you know where he is right now as far as the way his body feels and his approach. He needs to get beat up. He needs to get scarred up a little bit. Lean on people. Go through the padded practice and so forth, and kind of go through that natural cycle, getting back into it. So I think it'll be obviously important that he practices today and tomorrow, and we'll work through that process. But I know he's excited to get back on the field.
Does he have any restrictions, or is he good to go?
Yeah, he'll be a full practice participant.
Obviously, Brett had a lot of preseason reps this summer. I mean, not that you're planning on Aaron getting hurt, but was this the idea, is to get Brett as ready as possible, and just in case?
Well, really, the focus for Brett Hundley this summer was, you know, he had to take in the fact what he missed, you know, the year before. And it was just really, you know, wanting to play him as much as possible just to get him that experience and develop him, too. So that was the focus, and that's why he played, you know, compared to prior years with the number two quarterbacks has played. That's why we took that approach.
Mike, do you have to wait until after Aaron's surgery and after you sort out some of the other injury situations you have before you decide from a roster perspective whether to IR him and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously, I don't have any roster moves to give you today. But you know, as far as Aaron's situation, our focus is clearly just to, you know, get to the surgery, get through the surgery, and just see where he is. But you know, I'm not personally not looking in that direction. But my focus is on Aaron's health right now. That's
has the surgery been scheduled, Mike? You know what?
Not it hasn't been set yet that I'm aware of.
Michael Goodson be able to practice?
No, he will not go today.